Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering today at Genesis Communications Network. Greg Lesher is with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. A few more days and we'll be in 2024.
Can you imagine that? Boy, this year went really, really fast. Greg, have you been following the weather activities on the West Coast, the storms, you know, off the coast of California, waves 30 and 40 feet tall? Have you
The people, I guess, that knocked a bunch of people down, and they all needed to be hospitalized. Crazy. What's going on there?
Well, what I saw was a video of some people standing on the shore, you know, watching the waves come in. These are huge waves, and it's like they're coming right at them. And all of a sudden, at the last second, after the waves crash over the barricade, right onto, you know, where they were standing and parking, they decided to run. And the water came up so quickly, it looked like several feet, just instantly, several feet of water. Guys are running, gals are running, falling down. A truck is trying to get out of there, and it looked like a guy fell right in front of the truck, and then the video stopped. So I don't know if the guy got run over or what, but mass stupidity. I can't believe it. These people were warned, don't do it, don't do it. No, it can't be that bad. And it was.
Oh, boy.
And then I got it.
It sounds like a state of panic.
Yeah, but unnecessary. Just like going to Disney is unnecessary. I got a letter from Gwyneth, and it came in very, very early this morning. And it said, Vincent, people on the, and this is about Australia, people on the Gold Coast and Logan, suburb next to the Gold Coast, are getting fed up with the power outages and are attempting to reconnect the electrical lines themselves. Also, many intersections don't have traffic lights. I know some of the intersections shown in this news report, and they're complex. And the blue team members are being diverted from important tasks such as revenue raising and detective duties to direct traffic. This whole area is adjacent to the dock that accommodates barges and ferries to Russell Island. I know these roads quite well. By the way, there's another ferocious storm building off the Queensland coast, and it should hit early next week. It's going to be large. It will stretch all the way from my place in north central Victoria, and so it should bring me some more rain as well. This is going to be good for me, but maybe not so good for everybody else. God bless you, Vincent. I'll speak with you soon, Gwyneth. So, they're having storms, they're having power outages, and the hundreds of thousands of homes are without electricity. It's a big storm that's already happened. It's been, it's like a 1-2 punch, and they got two punches, and it looks like the third one's coming next week. So, she also told me about something called an act of God. Now, you all are familiar with that clause, oh, it's an act of God. That is a weasel clause that insurance companies have been using more and more and more to say, well, you know, we couldn't have known about this, so we can't give you a payout and we can't insure it because actually it was an act of God. You know, that torrential rain was an act of God. Who could have predicted that we'd have rain like that? Who could have predicted that we'd have flooding? Who could have predicted that the power system would go out? We can't pay you. That's what an act of God is in the insurance world. in many cases. Not all cases, but many cases. So those of you who think you may be insured may not be insured. Just wanted to share that with you. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of this insurance is being forced upon people. I mean, literally forced upon people.
Absolutely. If you want to operate a motor vehicle in most states, you will have to have insurance, or you can post a bond. And sometimes the bonds are so expensive, you know, you have to put up, let's say, hundreds or thousands of dollars in order to operate your vehicle. Otherwise, you'll be out of compliance with the regulations. Yeah, absolutely true. Most people opt for insurance. And what a great way to go. It's kind of like, it's almost like if a company wanted to build an electric car and then the government said, we are going to subsidize you. So that you can buy an electric car. Well, I'll give you $7,500 toward your electric car. And then other governments, little ones like California, say, don't y'all be buying electric cars because we're not going to allow them after 2035. So they force you to buy, gasoline-powered cars. So they force you to buy an electric car. Or you can just walk.
Yeah, that electric car, that would be real good during major power outages.
Well, not only that, Greg. How about this? I've been thinking about this, and I don't know the answer. But I know that I've been told for a long time, as long as I've been alive, don't play with electric plugs and wires and extension cords while you're standing in a puddle, right? Don't y'all be doing that.
Yeah, you know, I can remember back my very first electronics class. They said if you're working with anything with capacitors or any that could be hot wiring, always put the hand you're not using. If you're right-handed, put your left hand in your left pocket, into your pocket. Reason being is if you bump one of these wires and you had another hand on it, the electricity would be guided right through your heart. It could basically explode your heart, put you into cardiac arrest, and kill you. This was when we were, you know, in high school. Most people have never even been taught that, and yet they're willing to go out and try and reconnect some hot wires that may or may not be hot.
Right. Or they might be hot right now, and then right now, a second later, they are hot, right?
Yep.
Because plugs in his generator without disconnecting
the
power.
That's what I was just going to say.
Without a transfer switch, and energizes the power poles.
Do you think these guys that work on these power lines have a safety precaution for things like that? You bet they do. They can tell. They put the equipment on there so that should the power, you know, come through that line, they're going to know about it. But we're talking about people who have absolutely no experience, no knowledge, trying to grab a fellow may or may not be hot. Don't do it.
You know,
absolutely,
Greg,
it
seems to me that Electricity 101 should be taught, I'm thinking, in grammar school. Start with grammar school, talk about electricity and safety. And then, maybe I'm thinking second grade, then update it in fourth grade, update it in sixth grade, update it in eighth grade, and then have a more of a major course on electricity, do's and don'ts and how it works. A couple of those in high school, maybe freshman year, maybe junior year, senior year. I think that is required. But I gotta tell you, I don't remember hearing any young people today talking about learning about electricity. They have not been taught.
No.
And
like
yet,
you don't hear, you know, when kids are the age to go to high school and get a driver license, you never hear them talk. You know, it should be a requirement to tell if a truck is going this speed, a semi-truck, how many feet does it take for that truck to get stopped? That should be a requirement.
And then with a load and then without a load, right?
Yep, with a load and without a load.
And you know,
all those... I've seen trucks lock them up that have been completely empty, just leaving long skid marks and crash. Even if a truck's empty,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have the braking power that it might have with a partial load on it.
You know, it would be kind of a nice thing for students in school to sit in a truck. Now, I'm thinking, seriously, I'm not exaggerating, class. I think the school system, I'm talking about the public training camp, should have a tractor trailer come up to the parking lot, and then the students, you know, kind of like at recess when they all come out, have them come out one class at a time and take a turn sitting in a tractor trailer, okay? And then have a car parked as if a car is, put one car behind it, put one car in to the left, one car to the right, as if the car to the left is going to pass, and have the tractor trailer turn the cab a little bit so that the students can look out the mirror and see if they can see the vehicle behind them, which they can't. And then see what happens when the cab is turning a little bit and not being able to see one side, out one side mirror, you know, where cars might be. That's what they need to do. They need to see what this is like so that when they get in their own car, which could be, you know, in the later years of high school, that they will say, wow, that guy can't see me. I better be really careful, right? But I don't know a single school that's done that, not one.
I can remember making a turn and taking up two lanes, which sometimes you have to do. Well, you have to do when you're on city streets. And a pickup truck decided that I was in his lane, and so he was going to run right into me, that I was cutting him off. And he did. And I remember waiting for 2.5 hours before the police got there. And, of course, they have somebody who knows trucks to handle an accident that involves a semi-truck. And when he got up there, I could hear him yelling at the guy, saying, I don't care if he's in three lanes. If he's in three lanes to make a turn, that's his territory. You stay out. You're getting a ticket. Luckily, it didn't do any damage to my truck, but it ripped the whole side of his truck out. And he told me before that police officer got there that he'd been a truck driver himself. And I said, you know how I know you're lying to me? I says, because you think that I can make this right-hand turn in one lane. If I do that, I'm going to take out the light post there and maybe some people standing on the corner waiting to get across the street. They just don't understand. And when you're driving on highways, yeah, it should be a requirement. Absolutely, I agree, a requirement to, you know, learn what's on the road. What do you do when a truck's moving into the left lane, getting ready to make a right turn? Why is he doing that? They just don't know. I mean, we're really a dumbed-down society.
Greg, I bought a starter for a piece of equipment here on the farm. And I bought it on eBay, and I looked at the picture, and it looked perfect. It looked just like the starter that was original equipment. And the color was right, the stamping was right, everything was right. When it arrived, it was substandard. It's Chinese. I can't stand this. I absolutely can't stand it. So I said to the guy, it doesn't match the picture. It's inferior. What do you want to do about it?
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I mentioned eBay, and there's a picture of a starter. It looks, you know, original equipment quality. And I bought it based on that. And the numbers matched up. Everything looked good. And what arrived was not that. It was a lower quality. And so, class, is this a question of bait and switch? Is this where they show you one thing and deliver something else? Or is this an honest mistake? Or is it stupidity? So I'm thinking that it could be where a young person is hired and they said, okay, we're going to list these items on the Internet. I'm talking about a company doing this. Hiring a young person. Okay, here's a starter. Here's a picture. Here, copy this verbiage and post this one, this one, this one, this one. And the young person has no idea what a starter even is. That could be. Or it could be that this company decided they were going to show a picture of a good one and then sell one that's not so good. And hope that the customer says, geez, I really need this starter. I can't wait another week for, you know, to get a different one. I guess I'll just keep it. Or is it an honest mistake? I don't know. However, I am not willing to pay for something that I didn't get. So when that happens to me, it's happening more and more, I will send the seller an email. And I'll say, this is what I ordered. This is what you sent. What would you like to do about it? Shall I return it to you? That's the last thing they want. The last thing they want to do is pay for return shipping. The last thing they want is to be bashed on the Internet with a negative rating. Now, I don't say I'm going to do those things, but it's implied. And they usually say, well, how about I give you 5% off? That's not enough. How about...
Oh, I never do that. I tell them I want the correct item. And what they do is three times they've told me, you know what, we're just going to ship you a new item. Don't worry about shipping the old one back. You know what that tells me? It tells me what they shipped me really was not even close to the value that I was charged for it.
I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. And I think they're playing the numbers, meaning they look at how often is somebody going to complain versus how much revenue do we get in excess of what we would have gotten. So we're going to get more revenue by cheating the customers. How many of them are going to complain? And then I think what happens next is if ultimately eBay says, that's it, you know, we got so many complaints about you, you can't sell anymore, they fire up with a new name. They fire up with a new name.
And well, luckily, eBay will cover that, you know, and reimburse you your money. And if they don't reimburse eBay when the eBay reimburses you, they no longer are an eBay seller. So,
yeah. This is happening a lot. This is really happening a lot with Chinese inferior goods. And I think that eBay has become a dumping ground for second-rate defective Chinese products. Now, some Chinese products are okay. But what I'm saying is I think they have a reject pile. And they have inspectors, and they go, well, this is pretty lousy, but it's good enough for us. They keep it. And then they find other ones that are really lousy on the assembly line. They say, this one's so lousy, it's not even good enough for us. So they put that in a pile, and then they sell it. And then someone else, without the manufacturer's name on it, you know, it's not branded yet because it's not good enough to be branded, the secondary seller sells it on eBay as if it's the same thing as the, you know, good quality inspected and past inspection product. I think that's what's happening. And so I think there are a lot of defective products on eBay. And because there's so many of them, and because they use the same pictures as the better quality ones, you can't tell what's what.
Yeah.
So if an item's $100 and another one's $60 and they look identical and they have the same picture, you say, well, it sure looks like it's the same one. I guess I'll go for the $60 one because I'd be stupid to spend $40 more, right? Well,
exactly.
What happens, yeah, and then what happens is that bashes the reputation of the good ones because no one knows which is which. That's a real problem.
You know, before we left the trucking, I just wanted to, I don't know if I told about it before, but there was an accident where a truck in Twilla, Utah, and you can look up the YouTube video, Twilla loses brakes in Twilla. Anyway, there were 28 cars demolished, and no one died, and the truck driver himself was not injured, but 28 vehicles demolished before it came to a complete stop and started on fire in front of a dealership.
Now, was this because of a mechanical failure? Was the truck driver not paying attention?
Failure.
Did the driver cut him off? What happened?
Mechanical failure.
And there's too many of them going on. Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. President Biden says that he is, quote, devastated to learn that another American was killed by Hamas. New reports say Judy Weinstein-Hajai was killed during the surprise attacks on October 7th. She was previously believed to have been held captive by Hamas. The announcement of her death comes since her husband was pronounced dead last week. Biden vowed to do everything possible to bring home the remaining hostages. Google has released its list of what people were searching for on the internet the most in 2023. Country music star Jason Aldean came in as the most searched musician after he released that hit single, Try That in a Small Town, which gained widespread attention over the summer. The second most searched musician on Google this year was rapper Ice Spice. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Greg Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, this caught my attention. I was looking at the internet this morning, and there's a post, and it's called SHC. That stands for Sexy Healthy Cooking. And it also stands for Sexy Happy Couple. And there's a post of this, you know, looks like the guy's is about 60 years old. And the text says underneath the picture, passionate plant-powered couple cooking, conversing, and shooting with top adult video stars. Visit our loyal fans and OnlyFans sites for fully explicit scenes. Okay, that's what it says. Now, who is this guy? Well, he was, you know, up until just recently, he was the University of Wisconsin chancellor. His name is Joe Gell. And he and his wife, well, he was fired because he was filming X-rated videos with his wife and posting them online. So, University of Wisconsin, La Crosse, that's the location, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Chancellor Joe Gell was fired for posting porn videos online. Now, here's a guy at the top, at the pinnacle of education, university level, and he is doing a sex show with his wife, and he is leading young people and helping shape their lives, their careers, and their values. This is just one more example of why we are falling down. People at the top don't have the morals and values that is required to be in those positions.
History repeats itself. We're setting ourselves up for total destruction. I just don't know how else to put it.
Yeah. So
disasters, destruction.
This is like Rome. Rome is burning right now, and we are in Rome. That's what's happening. We've got these transgenders, transvestites. We have universities saying, no, it's okay for males who are larger, physically stronger, to compete with females because the males say that they identify as females. And the universities are going along with this. They say it's their right to be demented and twisted and perverted. It's their right, and it's their right to compete unfairly with women of smaller stature. It's unfair to women. It's immoral.
Absolutely.
And you wonder why the universities would do this. And here is proof. We've got this guy, Joe Gell, and he's now threatening to file a First Amendment lawsuit because he was fired for filming X-rated videos with his wife and posting them online. So,
well,
the rest of the university
has some moral values.
Yeah.
Get rid of this guy.
And here's the Pinocchio test, class. Look at the people who are doing these things, and compare them with the most famous attribute of the character Pinocchio, and see if there's a similarity. See if there's a correlation with Pinocchio. I don't want to say any more because it'll be, who knows how someone might construe that. But you know what Pinocchio is famous for? Compare Pinocchio to all of these people who do these sick things, like Jeffrey Epstein, like Harvey Weinstein, and others. Take a look at them. Look at the people and compare them to Pinocchio. And you know what they said? Pinocchio's nose got longer every time he lied. I was watching a documentary, and it's vulgar. No need for the vulgarity, I suppose. But the F word is like the most prominent word in this documentary. It's called Yellowstone. It's a series filmed in as if the setting would be Montana. It's got political corruption, political lying, corporate lying, corporate subterfuge. It's got every kind of twisted thing you can think of. And I think that's America. I think that's where we are. I think the rich are getting richer. The money from the wealthy comes in and they want more. And more, and it's a question of morals, it's a question of values, and these guys in this series, Yellowstone, can't utter a paragraph without the F word. It's guys, it's gals, it's politicians, it's all of them. It's business people, cowboys. It's like one word is used to describe everything. And that word begins with F. It's outrageous. And I think...
absolutely disgusting.
It is. And I think that it is a documentary. Now, of course, it's not. It's not presented as a documentary. It's presented as fiction. But I think it's like a documentary. Now, if you... I don't approve of the way they did it. But if you want to see what filth we are led by, that's it. There's one gal in this series, and her job, so she says, is to destroy people's reputations, to destroy companies, to blow up companies. Literally to destroy them. So if one company has a great idea and another company gets wind of it, and the company that has a great idea might gain market share or gain traction, her job is to blow up the company that has a great idea. And I believe that's what's happening. I believe that's what happened to the 100-mile-per-gallon carburetor. I believe that's what happened to great innovations. I mean, heck, the biggest problem with electrifying the United States was not how to get the electricity out there, but how to meter it. Electricity was going nowhere until they figured out how to build a meter to meter the electricity. Seriously. Greg, back to you.
Yeah. What? I've got to talk to someone just for a split second, but I agree with you. So go ahead and...
Okay, go to it.
Okay.
Class, one of the things I wanted to talk about with Kathy yesterday, they have a notebook full of I've got many notebooks full of 5-minute university lessons, but here's one that's kind of important. Never let your fuel tank in your car go below 1/2. And there are many, many reasons why. One reason is that the fuel... in warm weather, the fuel pump is in the tank. And the fuel is actually used to cool the fuel, the electric fuel pump. So if you have a small amount of fuel in the fuel tank and you've got an electric motor that gets warm by the use of electricity and just the motor running, pumping fuel, and you don't have a lot of fuel in there to cool and cover that fuel pump will run hotter and it will... fail way faster than if you have more fuel in it. So what literally happens is the fuel gets pumped from the fuel tank in the back of the vehicle, typically, through a small pipe all the way to the engine where it's, you know, let's say close to 200 degrees under the engine hood. And any remaining fuel that's not used is sent right back to the fuel pump on a return line into the fuel tank. So now the fuel is heated more than it was. And so the fuel pump gets hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter as the tank gets lower and lower and lower. Now, the warm weather makes everything even worse. So don't let your fuel tank go below half, if you can help it. And that's a rule that we have here at our house. Go ahead.
Another good reason for that, too, is that if your fuel tank is half empty, you've got a lot of room for collecting moisture. Water, and you can get water in your fuel.
Yeah, because there's water in the air. And so if you think about this, Glass, let's say you have a half tank of fuel. What's the other half? Well, it'd be air, right? And is there moisture in the air? Absolutely. So what happens to the moisture in the air? Well, it will condense on a cold surface. So overnight, that fuel tank will get colder because the sun goes down. Doesn't matter where you live, it gets colder at night. Most of the time. And as the skin of the tank gets colder, the air inside the tank condenses the moisture. And then that drips to the bottom of the fuel tank. And that's what Greg is talking about. And pretty soon you have a lot of water in your fuel tank. You might have an ounce or two, you know, over a period of years. So if you keep your fuel tank more full than more empty, you'll have less air, less moisture. That was one of my other thoughts. Greg, have you noticed that people who have fireplaces in their homes tend to not know that there's a damper that they can open and close? and that in the summertime they have the damper opened and the cold air gets
the hot air in the house.
Right. And then in the winter, the hot air gets sucked right out of the house as well. Have you noticed that?
People
have no idea that you close the damper.
They don't know there's a vent to close there, yeah. In fact, we've had birds fly in the house. And my dad says, what? Did you not close the damper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And absolutely true. So, class, you might have what looks like a knob on the front of your fireplace. I'm talking about a masonry-type fireplace. Brick, stone. There's a knob that you turn clockwise or counterclockwise. And if you look up there, and you might want to wear some safety glasses because if you look up there, you're likely to get a face full of soot and dust and char and creosote. So be careful when you do it. But if you take a flashlight and have some safety glasses on, you'll see a damper. And when you turn that knob, the damper will close. If you turn the knob the other way, the damper will open. Now, some fireplaces have a different kind of damper control, and it's actually inside the fire box. So inside the fireplace, just above where you could see it, and if you're standing outside looking, say you're in the living room and you're looking at the fireplace, you might not see this lever on the inside. And what it is, it's a piece of cast iron that will allow you to open or close that damper. So if the damper's open and you're not using the fireplace, you ought to close it. Now, if you're going to use the fireplace, you ought to open it. That way the smoke can go out of the house rather than fill the living room and the rest of the house. Greg, what else did you want to talk about today? Here's something that I found out. It's about LED lights. And this relates to any kind of LED light, especially the kind in the house. So we have can lights in our farmhouse, and these darn things last about 18 months. I'm talking about a retrofit can light. So it's got a bezel, and it has a cover that covers the can, so you can't see the can. It's like 6 inches in diameter. I'll tell you what I found out and what we did to fix the problem.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274 7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craigslist. So I have a couple quick lessons from 5 Minute University that we can share in today's class and get Greg's opinion. So, Greg, we have these can lights, and they are recessed. So they've got a 6-inch can in the ceiling, and then there's a, you would put screw a light bulb into that can, and it's kind of a flush, clean look, and the light comes down from the ceiling. The problem is that if you have too hot of too many watts of a light bulb, like a 100-watt light bulb, it'll get too hot. There's a thermal sensor in there that will trip, and it will shut the electricity off to the light bulb, so you don't set your house on fire. So 60 watts is probably the maximum that you'd want to use in one of those as an incandescent light bulb. Well, we replaced all those with LED retrofit kits. And it's a plastic bezel. It fits right on there. It covers the hole. You don't see the can. And all the electronics is in the can. And because of that, the heat can't escape. It's designed that way. Well, the next thing that happens is these LED lights get hot and fail very quickly. So after 18 months, they all seemed to just quit. And we got a lot of them in our house. So what I did was, very simple. I just pulled the bezel down 1/4 inch from the ceiling. So instead of snapping that bezel as a tight fit against the ceiling, which is the way it's designed to work, I pulled it down 1/4 inch all the way around. Now, unless you're looking at that bezel, you wouldn't notice it. And it lets the heat escape, and it makes the LED retrofit lights last a lot longer. Any comments about that?
Well, you know, I'm wondering if it's the electronics, that the circuit board in there that's getting warm rather than the lights themselves. Because one of the things that they noticed back east when they started putting the ice would cover them, and people wouldn't be able to see the light bulbs themselves. And there were a lot of traffic accidents because nobody could tell whether the light was red or green or yellow.
Hmm. Yeah. It is the electronics that get hot, and I measured with a non-contact thermometer. The capacitors are rated for about 105, 110 degrees, but the electronics are running at about 180 degrees, 180. That's the problem. They are not designed to do what the capacitors are not designed to do what the rest of the assembly does. So,
and you know what, that heat is wasted electricity. They're not as efficient as they could be.
And, you know, I took, we have a one kitchen hanging fixture in the kitchen above the kitchen table. It has three, they're not globes, they're glass shades. And you can screw in an incandescent light bulb into it. So what I did was I screwed in an incandescent 40 watt, a compact fluorescent, and an LED bulb. So they're all screwed in. And they all have the same shades. And I turn them on and let it run for the same amount of period. And then I used a non-contact thermometer. The LED electronics got hotter than the incandescent. It was running at like 180-something degrees. Let's say 185 degrees. The LED light bulb. And the compact fluorescent was around in the 160-degree neighborhood, and the incandescent was somewhere around the 160 degrees. So that wasted heat that you're talking about, those heat sinks on the LED lights get really, really hot, which really means that the heat sink is too small for the bulb. That's what it means.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like a danger to me.
It is. It is.
And maybe they're doing this because the electronics themselves will burn out, and that way they can sell more so-called LED light bulbs.
Right. And literally what they could do is they could have, and they're pretty much standard. Most of the manufacturers use a very similar design, kind of like, the Edison-based light bulb is the same, whether you get a Sylvania or Westinghouse or GE or whatever the brand is, they screw into the same kind of socket. So that's standardized, and I believe that the LED electronics is standardized as well. And they could make them so that you could replace just the part that blows rather than the whole fixture. And that's literally what we're doing. We're throwing out the whole fixture. And I don't know anybody who says that LED light bulbs last the 35 years that they claim. I don't know anybody who says that. And they don't.
Unless you make them yourself.
Yeah.
Without all the electronics. Because,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, there's a typical CB radio, a Clover CB radio, and it's got a light bulb, a white light bulb that controls the lighting for the meter. Everything else is LED. The digital display is LED, and the transmit and the receive is LED, green and red. Which light bulb do you think burns out the fastest?
Depends on how much they drive that the bulb. Whichever one gets over voltage, burns out first.
The bulb.
Yeah.
LEDs last forever. Yeah, they literally do.
If the electronics are designed right.
Yes.
Yeah. And what I try to do, you know, what really should happen is these LED light bulbs in your house, the ones in the ceilings, they should be running on, let's say, 12 volts. And then what you would do is you'd have a power supply. A central power supply for the LED bulbs. Then they would last forever, or almost forever.
They would.
Greg, thank you so much. See you next week, same time, same station. Greg Lesher.
Sounds good. We'll see you next year.
yeah, next year. RealWaterIndependence.com. Bert's up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.